My name's Sarah Mehmet. I'm a Muslim Australian, and I'm actually descended from a couple of Jewish convicts, believe it or not, and from those men who were brought here, a large sort of clan grew and married into other clans. It was French, German, Russian. It's somewhere along the line over the years they lost their religion. They were not really religious Jews. So by the time you got down to my grandfather, he converted to Mormonism. And also my mother was a Mormon. And at one stage, probably in her early 20s, she was a door-to-door Mormon missionary. But she became disillusioned with that and let it go because she didn't feel authentic going around preaching something that she really didn't in her heart believe in herself. And so I was raised without any religion really, except I guess what is sort of ingrained in Australian culture. So, you know, I went to Sunday school, this kind of thing. And I wanted to do that. I remember I had a wanting to do that. You didn't have to do that, but I was interested. I was a sort of curious child, always had an inquiring mind. And I remember when I was very little, I used to try and imagine, try to think about what was God and this sort of thing. I don't know if that sort of thing usually preoccupies young children, but that was the sort of thing that I used to think about. So there was that, and then I guess in my early teens I experimented with Christianity a little bit. I joined a church and sort of went along with all that, and you know, there seemed to be something there to me that was good and true, and I sort of went out of that and just became a normal teenager. Yeah, when I was 21, I moved to Sydney and I spent 8 years there, and I went to uni and I worked. And it was when I was down there that I first had an encounter with Islam. And it was through a movie called Malcolm X, which probably a lot of people have seen. And I was about 22, something, and I went with my friend. And I was very impressed with this person. I was impressed with his humility. I'd never before seen a man, or a public figure of a man, stand up and admit he was wrong about something. I remember that really affected me. Because when he goes to Mecca, and that was another thing that really affected me, was when he went to Hajj, and he previously had been this white people hating, he was in the Nation of Islam, where they thought white people were the devil, and they had these kind of beliefs. And he went to Hajj and he prayed next to blonde-haired, blue-eyed men, and all different colours, and he realised he was wrong, and he admitted that in front of the whole world, and that really impressed me. And I was also impressed with the fact that, you know, the same thing that he probably, you know, thought when he went to Mecca was, wow, you know, here's a place where, you know, there seems to be, you know, inequality among the races. So that affected me so much. I was a bit of a eccentric sort of character in my early 20s, and I very much just lived according to what I felt, you know, according to what inspired me. And after that film, I actually felt so touched that I knelt down in the aisle. I don't really know why I did that. I'm sure, I don't know, if, you know, I probably got lots of people looking, but I don't remember. I just remember doing that because I was so touched by that. So I sort of think that that's where I first felt what a little bit about what Islam can be about. But I didn't pursue it. I sort of became a Malcolm X fan. I read the book and I bought the T-shirt. You know, I didn't go past the person to, you know, what was behind that. And it wasn't till later on I just had my second child. She was 5 months old. This is almost 5 years ago that I went to what they call a Dawa Day, put on the Gold Coast by some Muslim women, where they were sharing information about Islam and talking about misconceptions and trying to sort of bridge gaps. And I found out about this through, I was involved in the home birth community, and I was on somebody's mailing list and I got an email about this. I thought, I'll go to that, because I'd been a bit interested in Muslim people and Islam because of, I'd become a bit politically aware as well. We'd just been through, you know, September 11, and was it around that time? It must have been, yes, a couple of years down the track. And I just remember there was in the news about Iraq and the atrocities at the Abu Ghraib prison, and those images very much affected me and made me start questioning what's sort of going on, you know. I thought we were the good guys, you know. I didn't exactly think that. I was a little bit more aware than that, but that was sort of, you know, I couldn't believe that, you know, people that were supposedly gone over there to liberate society, even though it was not, it was only a, it wasn't the hot, it was a group, certain group that, you know, perpetrated those particular things. I just thought, I don't know, just deeply affected me, and I wanted to look into what was sort of, I wanted to know more about what was really sort of going on. And I began to understand a bit about, you know, Islam in the media, and I began to feel for the Muslim people, you know. They're being unfairly sort of discriminated against and generalised about. And I'd always had a sense of justice. I remember, I don't know if it's my Jewish blood, but I remember being very little and watching a programme about the Nazis. There was images of the concentration camps, and I was only about my son's age, 10 years old, maybe younger. I remember picking up something and throwing it at the television. I was so upset at this terrible injustice perpetrated against a certain sector of people in the world by another group, you know. And so I researched, and so that was another thing. When I saw this invitation, I thought, I'd like to be a part of something that, you know, is proactive and, you know, works against these prejudices and maybe helps to bridge these gaps as well. So I'm going to go and meet these women. And I also thought about my children, who have a background, a Turkish background, a Muslim background, although my husband was not practicing at all, and his family hadn't been particularly practicing either. So I thought it'd be good for my children if I was able to tell them something about, if they ever asked me about Islam. So I went to this group and this day, and I walked into this room, and there was all these women wearing scarves. And actually, the first woman that opened the door was in full cover, which didn't bother me. It never ever had bothered me. If I ever saw a woman in a burqa or a niqab, I just thought, well, she must be a very religious woman. I associated that particular dress with, you know, just must be a very strictly religious person. It never frightened me or worried me. And so I had an amazing day there. It was like, because you don't get taught much about Islam, or you didn't, when I was at school, when you do encounter it and start learning about it, it's like opening up this beautiful treasure box, and it's just full to the brim, but you never saw it, you never knew it was there. It was sort of, I don't know, I read lots of religious books, but I always bypassed the Quran. You know, it's almost like it was, I don't know why, I didn't have anything against it. But once you do delve into it, it's, you know, it was amazing. And the women, about half a dozen women, they gave talks on different things, and I thought it all sounded like it really made sense. And I liked the fact that there was religious people talking about one God. That really resonated with me as well. It wasn't, you know, this is our God and it's a different God. It was, there's one. And so that impressed me, and the women impressed me. They were, you know, funny, and they were really strong and really smart. And then somebody outside started to, I couldn't call it singing, I didn't know what it was, but this beautiful sound came, and I was just absolutely dumbstruck. And I said to one of the women, "What is that?" And she said, "That's, he's calling us to prayer." And I felt like crying. It was the most beautiful, I remember thinking it was the most ancient and holy thing I'd ever heard. It just touched something very deep, you know, and I thought, oh dear, I've got a bit more than I bargained for coming here. So over the next month or so, I started disappearing behind books about Islam. And I read the Quran. I had that beautiful experience you have, you hear about. You read the Quran and you start to read nature, because there's a lot of things in the Quran that says, look at this, look at that, look at, you know, and it sort of works together, and it works in your heart. And I remember coming to the part, there's a part that says, you know, so get you down and prostrate in front of your God, you know. I thought, yeah, I need to do that. You know, I really felt the authority of that. And I started, you know, experimenting with doing that. And all this was sort of going on at the same time as I was having contact with Muslim people, and sort of just started developing a bit of a consciousness, a change in my consciousness over a month or so. And actually in my dress as well. My husband started noticing my sleeves lengthening and things. And I tried to talk to him about it, and it really wasn't working. He didn't really like the sound of it that much. It was when I stopped talking to him, I thought, no, I'm just not going to talk to him about it anymore. And then we ended up, his father passed away. May Allah have mercy on him. And that was a really amazing day, because we found out in the morning, and then later in the day a Quran arrived in the mail, an Arabic Quran that one of the brothers we'd met at this dower day promised to send to my husband. And then it was amazing. We went to Melbourne and we went to the janazah, the funeral, and it was very sad. But I remember being very sort of impressed by that, because it was very simple, it was very beautiful, and very frank. You know, and the men, you know, placed Dad in the grave with their hands, and all of this just really touched me. And I thought it was really beautiful. And so that was all part of our coming to Islam as well. And when we got back from there, it had been Ramadan, you see, and on the last night of Ramadan we were going to go to the masjid with some friends, the mosque, and going out to the car, I said to my husband, I think I'm going to make my statement of faith tonight, I'm going to make my shahada. And he said, yeah, I think I will too. And I was very surprised. I was very happy about it, you know, because I was a bit worried, what happens if I become a Muslim and my husband doesn't want to, you know, but it's his choice. And once he was left alone to, you know, have his own journey, he was guided as well. And so we sat with friends and with the imam that night, and we testified to our belief in one God, and it went from there. And the next day was Eid Day, which was the big celebration, and I put the hijab, I did put it on the first day. I'd been experimenting with it a bit. Very much it was personal for me. I don't necessarily, certainly don't say that everyone's got to wear it. I feel it's a personal thing, and I know there's a few different ways of understanding what's obligatory, but for me I just felt I needed to do that. I felt a different sense of my nakedness. I felt that included parts of me that it didn't previously, and I also felt I wanted to be recognised as a Muslim person, and I wanted to say Salaamu Alaikum, and Muslim women recognised me. And I had a pretty good time with the family. My mum was fine. My oldest sister probably was the most iffy about it, but has come around really well. I find that powerful things are exposure to Muslim people, and once people meet Muslim people, hang out a bit with Muslim people, they sort of start to get over their concerns. And so even to the point that I'm travelling to some Muslim countries, inshallah, in January, and my older sister might be accompanying me. So going to Malaysia, Turkey, and maybe Syria, but it could be Egypt now. So I don't see any conflict between being an Australian and being a Muslim person. I think there's a wonderful, authentic sort of identity, among Australian Muslim people. And just there's the potential for us to contribute so much, and I don't see any conflict at all. I know people do, but to my understanding, I certainly don't. I haven't even really experienced any prejudice or any abuse or anything like that. I found most people are very good and understanding and kind. And I feel grateful to be able to practice my religion, maybe even more freely here than in some Muslim countries. Some Muslim countries I wouldn't be able to wear my scarf to university. So it's interesting to reflect.